You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
This week, I don't know. This week seems... We recorded this podcast only a few hours after we got the news and actually had to do another one beforehand because we had a scheduled guest. But we felt like we had to say something. A lot's happened since we recorded this last Sunday. Some of it you can find on our Facebook page. So most of what you'll hear is the result of shock and without that benefit of hindsight. So, you know, as the title says, please understand. Our usual intro is probably not appropriate here, but I think we found something that is. So, this week in the Famicom Dojo podcast, the life of Satoru Iwata.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Vink.
I know we were planning to do just a happy little Denshi Mail podcast today. That was the plan. But everybody knows the news. There's no sense in stopping. We've lost one of the good ones today. And right now, as we record this, this news is like 4 hours old, right?
Right.
Something like that. I mean, Twitter's lit up right now. You have to start. I don't know what to say.
Well, for those who don't know, Satoru Iwata passed away on Saturday, July 11th. And the news only broke on Sunday U.S. time.
Yeah.
So it's already Monday over there. So that kind of makes sense if it like came out in the Japanese press on Monday morning.
And it is not the biggest business related news. It is the biggest news in Japan right now.
Oh, for sure. And being that it's not Monday here yet, I can only imagine how it's going to be portrayed in the U.S. media. But he was the CEO of like the top one of like the top two most valuable companies in Japan. So that there's no way that this doesn't make national news or international news at this point. And he was only 55. No one knows for sure what happened exactly. They just mentioned that there was a growth in his bile duct, which I had a friend who recently lost her mother to bile duct cancer, like very recently. Yeah. So I'm just like, God.
That's connect because of the bile duct is connected to so many other things, right? I mean, I've heard the word pancreatic cancer thrown around, but I don't know if that's accurate or not. But it really doesn't matter.
No.
Like it doesn't. It's. Man, we've lost a lot of good people to cancer, you know? Mm. Famous people, family, you know? All right, I mean, let's get this out of the way right away. People are making the comparison between Iwata and Steve Jobs. I think it's apt. It's apt. Yeah. It is apt. I mean... they were both seen as incredible technology people, good at making presentations, and more so than that, being at like the heart and soul of the product they were putting out. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, unlike Steve Jobs, which I mean, it's in debate what kind of a person he really was, you know. But it is impossible to not like who Iwata was, even if you don't agree with his business decisions, because he was a coder himself and he was a gamer, and he was a CEO that just seemed to be enjoying every minute of what he did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why else stay on until he?
I mean, probably. probably the writing was on the wall for him. You know what I mean? You know, he didn't come to E3, and the reason they gave was because he was preparing for a shareholder meeting, which he did attend, I believe. Yeah, he did. But, you know, probably much like last year, he was just too sick to travel. And, but he leaves us, we'll get to this later, but he leaves with no planned succession.
That we know of.
That we know of. That we know. Yeah, who knows? I mean, more details are going to be emerging, I'm sure, right away. But, man, I've been hearing so many stories, you know, stuff that he did, you know, during his life, both as a CEO and as a coder. I mean, he pretty much took an entirely broken Earthbound, reprogrammed the whole thing, and made it work. He was able to squeeze an entire second region into a Pokemon cartridge, which never should have fit by any normal coding standards. You know, when Melee wasn't coming around very, very well, apparently he went in. Well, he was the CEO of the company at the time and helped rework it.
Awesome.
You know, he wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty, even, you know, though he had received that much of a promotion. But they told me he passed away at 55, but in my mind he was even younger, because he just had this childlike spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I loved even if they didn't present anything, and even if I got very mad at my screen, I loved the Nintendo Directs. I loved that idea, and I hope someone keeps that up.
Oh, definitely. Like, I just in general, I worry about Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, not just these, I don't want to call it superficial per se.
Yeah.
But not just these specific touches that like, you know, mark his era, because any new CEO is going to change that. But I
of
mean,
course.
I literally worry for if like the direction that the company had been going is going to continue next year. You know, is the NX still coming out? I think you mentioned that to me first, and I was like, don't be silly. But I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, no. I mean, what if they change gears?
Well, I mean, my basic thought was, you know, for years and years, the shareholders have been like, do mobile, do mobile, do mobile.
Right.
Dedicated consoles are idiotic. You know, do mobile. And, you know, recently he did, you know, decide to go towards mobile, but he was taking it in a very, you know, respectful, like, we're going to release 3 or 4 titles in a year, and we're going to continue to support them, and we're having dedicated hardware come out. But now that he's out of the picture, are the shareholders going to, you know, at least how it was portrayed, it was him standing up to shareholders saying, you know, right, we can't look at just temporary profit. We have to look at our permanent branding, what we do with our characters, how we go forward, you know. But, you know, depending on who succeeds him, are they going to have the same spirit? Are they going to have the same drive? I mean, old people at the company, you know, like, you know, Miyamoto, of course, agree with his philosophy, but they're just designers and programmers. They're not, you know, executive. Well, I mean, they're executives, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, and it is definitely worth noting that he is just like the fourth president in the company's entire 120 some odd year history.
Yeah.
And you know, probably one of the shortest serving, just because, you know, he could have run that place until he was in his 80s.
Oh, easily.
Just like Yamauchi did, you know.
Yeah.
And like, it despite, you know, being an enormous Japanese corporation, it was still, you know, Yamauchi ran it as a family company.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was married to like Yamauchi's granddaughter or something.
Maybe.
I want to say, like, there was a familiar connection there, so it wasn't just like some random successor he chose. And I mean, you know, the more, like, you know, I hear about the things that he did, like you know, the melee thing you mentioned, I had no idea about until you just said it.
Yeah.
It's like, is there even anyone left at that company who is like that they could tap?
That's the thing. I don't know. Like, so many companies are run by suits who are not game. Like, okay, Reggie probably is a gamer, you know, in his spare time, but he's not a coder, you know, he's not a designer. He can maybe appreciate a good game or not. I don't know. That's debatable. But you know, and he's a good speaker, and he's probably a good businessman. He did a lot of good during the Wii era, but Iwata, in my mind, you know, you trusted him because, you know, he'd been on both sides of the coin. And so I don't know. He was connected with HAL Laboratory, so games like Kirby, he was involved in a lot of iconic stuff. Of course, Earthbound, which probably, you know, wouldn't have happened without him.
That's on my pile of shame right now. I feel like I should finish it.
Yes.
Now.
But
now that I finished some other games, I think I will, but
I just...
And we just got Earthbound Beginnings.
I know. I just... Although I'm not sure if he was involved in that one or not.
It doesn't matter.
Not really. It doesn't. But what does matter is I know that companies should not be personality-based. But some companies just are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't in the commercials for the weekend play, but I kind of imagine that he was. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because that whole thing of just, you know what games are? Games are fun. That's what games are. You know, that this concept of, and it wasn't an entirely popular concept too, because, like, you know, he didn't chase the bleeding edge of technology for his whole tenure, actually, because he came right after the GameCube was launched. So every device he's released has been, you know, underpowered, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But like, now I'm sure you heard this story during the Nintendo's kind of a dark period recently. The shareholders wanted to sack a bunch of employees. Okay. Because that would cut cost and that would give them bigger returns. And what did he do? He cut his own salary so that those employees would be able to stay on. That just doesn't happen anymore. I mean, any CEO would just throw those people under the bus, you know, because Yeah, of course it was a money-making organization, and I'm sure he was a very rich man, you know. And I'm not defending corporations blindly, but that's the thing. A lot of what he did was very non-corporate, and I just hope that concept doesn't die with this man.
Right.
I feel kind of bad because recently we've been kind of hard on Nintendo. We have.
I know, right? It's like the last thing you say to your alien father you didn't know was alien was like, "I hate you. I can't be better." And all he says to you is, "I'm sorry." And that's the last thing you hear from him.
That was exactly the last like public statement from Iwata was just like his apology. You know, it was, but yeah. I don't even know, because I think the whole reason why we are so disappointed with Nintendo and some of the decisions they make is because we know what they could be, and we know what they are sometimes when they have those magical moments. Like, If I recall correctly, Iwata was very influential, along with Miyamoto, was very influential in starting up the smaller little teams to do things like Splatoon.
Right.
And that's amazing. That's an amazing thing and a good success. And just these ideas of trying to make games that are just fun. Oh, I need to get some Iwata quotes. There's a really good one that I'll paraphrase right now, but like he was talking about is like, on my business card it says that I am CEO of, you know, of this company, but dang it,
just go to the Iwata.
Okay, here it is,
trending. Okay,
on my business card I am a corporate president. In my mind, I am a game developer, but in my heart, I am a gamer.
Mm.
And that's exactly what it was. And I just worry that the next person is going to be on my business card. I am a corporate president. In my mind, I am a corporate president. But in my heart, I am a corporate president. That's what I'm worried about. I don't know. I don't like that immediately following the death of this beloved man, before the mourning has even ended, we're starting to go like, well, who's next? I feel a little bad about that. But at the same time, like, when someone that influential to a company we love passes away, I mean, you have to wonder, you know. When a director dies halfway through, you know, the filming when the actor who played Dumbledore passed away, we mourned for 3 seconds until we went, who's the new Dumbledore, you know? You know, it's like that. And oh my gosh, Iwata's kind of like Dumbledore.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, it's just like that magical whatever. Anyway, I don't know. So much of what the company has been the last 5-10 years is connected with him. The whole Iwata asks, being able to, you know, you've read those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Interviewing the developers, finding out more, you know, that whole personal thing. The idea of Nintendo Direct, tapping into that whole thing and being able to, you know, present information without you needing a press pass to get it. You know, you finding out at the same time everyone else is. Just all those things that are what modern Nintendo represents. What is it going to be from now? I'm trying to think, because if he has, in fact, known about this for a while and has groomed a successor with a similar vision, that's one thing. But if the board is going to meet and choose someone based on whoever is going to give the company more money, I'd say the NX is done and we're going mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not, though. It all really kind of depends how far along the NX is, because we don't know. I mean, right. If all the research and development has been done, it probably makes sense to release it, you know. But if it's still more of in a planning phases, I wonder.
I don't know. I'm at a loss for words at this point. I do feel kind of bad about like jumping right into like the what does this mean for Nintendo kind of
exactly.
thing. But we wouldn't be talking about him if he weren't such a huge part of Nintendo.
Well, exactly. I mean, we can look back at the stuff he's done, and that's wonderful. But I think that's why this conversation is happening. Like when we've had other game designers, developers, or staff who have passed away, it's really easy to have a little retrospective of them. You know, what did they do during their life? How did this go? But when someone dies so suddenly, someone just pulled the book out of my hand and I'm like, hey, I was reading that, you know.
Right.
You know, he wasn't done with what he was doing. And so there's so much just left unsaid, unfinished, that I think everybody's just floored, because if he had announced last year that he was stepping down, you know, and that he stepped down from his position, and a year later he passes away, I think more of the story would be about celebrating his life. But now it's nobody was ready for this. And because of that, everybody wants to know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, I can't even imagine what it's like at Nintendo today. Because more so than just being a boss, I don't work at Nintendo. But from people who do work at Nintendo, the response they're getting is he wasn't just a boss. He was really, you know, an inspiration and a friend. So I can't imagine that there's much of anything going on at Nintendo right now today. I mean, I'd say probably everybody went home, you know?
Right.
It's rare that the death of someone who I never met has made such an impact. But I remember I read that, and I just... To tell you the truth, I didn't know if I even wanted to come on this podcast, you know?
Right.
At first, I was just like, I don't feel like talking about video games today. What do you got, Sean?
Well, I was just thinking about... making comparisons to Apple again.
Yeah,
I know that there was this whole, I don't want to say controversy, but like just discussion around like what is appropriate to reveal to the board of a major, you know, publicly traded corporation like that. You know, the health of the CEO, especially one that is so personality based as Apple or Nintendo.
Yeah,
had become, and I mean. That seems like such an invasion of privacy, right? To like, like what's your exact medical status? And like, you know, no one knew details around what his illness was when he went in for surgery last year. Right. But excuse me, you could tell in the latest directs that he looked, you know, thinner.
Yes.
And less steady.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just hoping he was, you know, on the mend.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And maybe he was too.
And that's,
for all we know,
that is what the press releases seem to indicate. He had a tumor. He had surgery. The tumor was removed. He's recovering at home, you know?
Right.
But I mean, I felt the same way. You remember the last Steve Jobs keynote ever? He just looked like a skeleton, you know?
Right.
Whatever. But like, he... You know, he was getting better because he'd had surgery before that, too. But the fact that he was on the stage, people saw as a good thing. Nobody knew it was going to be his last time on stage. Just like when I heard Iwata did make the shareholder meeting, I felt a little bit relieved. Because when he didn't make E3, I'm like, uh-oh.
Right.
You know. Oh, man.
I want to say Nintendo is going to go on, but I just don't know.
Well, Nintendo is going to go on. I have no question in my mind. It's a very valuable company. There's still some very good people working there, but I don't know if it's going to go on in a way that I'm going to follow them.
Right.
Like if it goes on in the form of licensing and smartphone games only, I mean, I'll probably be a consumer of it, but I'm not going to be a fanatical follower, you know.
Right, right.
Or I don't know, but to tell you the truth, you know what? One of the weirdest things, maybe not weird. I guess it makes sense, but one of the things that's come from this is like, I was reading this NeoGAF thread, because that's where I found out about it. It's reached like 100 and some pages already now, even though it's only a couple hours old. But so many people posted, I'm going to go out and buy a Wii U now.
Oh, that makes me angry.
But I mean,
That's my first instinct, is to be angry about that.
Yeah, it's common though, because the same thing happened when Steve Jobs died. Like, iPad and iPod sales went through the roof. You know, it's, I don't know why, it's, I think everybody grieves in a different way, and Americans grieve by spending money. But I don't know, but because people were like, you know, sometimes you don't appreciate things till they're gone. You know? Because all these nostalgia threads with people talking about Earthbound, and they're talking about Kirby, and they're talking about Smash, and they're talking about Pokemon, and they're talking about all these things that he's been involved with over the years, and like the game center of the brain kind of activated, and like how a lot of people have been mourning is to start playing games. You know, tons of people. You just said it yourself. You said, "I'm going to go finish Earthbound now."
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, a natural reaction. I popped in Kirby before this podcast started while I was waiting for you to come back. I don't know. When Robin Williams died, everyone wanted to watch all his movies again, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, so like three that weren't released yet, I think?
Yeah, something like that. But you know, that's just the way things kind of happens sometimes. But yeah, now a lot of people want to buy a Wii U or whatever, but I hope that this outpouring of that the people actually care about what's happened. This outpouring of love. What I've noticed is the fight stopped today, at least for today.
Right.
The console wars BS stopped. There's been a ceasefire. There's been no new Nintendo is doomed threads. Although there's a lot of threads with people inquiring what's going to happen with Nintendo. But right. You know, but no one's posting. Do you know what series is terrible? Pikmin or something. You know?
Right.
You know, people are realizing that, you know, I really like the responses that like Sony official Twitter released a really nice message or whatever, saying, you know, I forgot exactly what it says, but I thought that was really nice of them. You know, of course, some people have been less nice. Michael Patcher, you know, the stock advisor. What's his position? Financial advisor. I don't know. He wrote in his thing, he's like, "I never agreed with the way Iwata was taking this company, but rest in peace," or something like that.
Right.
And I'm just like, awesome. You're awesome. Good. Classy. Good job. Very classy. Very classy. But in general, people have just went, you know, this is a man who really loved video games, and we should love video games as well. And I hope people go and they play these games and they realize, and maybe if enough people start talking about it, you know, maybe these investors will realize that there is something to be said about that. You know what I mean?
On the other hand, it's like, I would be, I would be sad if this like pulls Nintendo out of whatever death spiral is experiencing.
Yeah.
Happy, but sad. To continue along the inappropriate joke stuff we got out of our systems earlier.
Yes.
I would hate for the board to think this is a way to go to increase sales every few years.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
It's just such an absolute waste. Because even if you disagreed with his position as the company, like even if they would have had another CEO take over the company, but just had him around in an advisory position, I think, and still let him do the directs and let him do the Iwata asks things, you know, even if he wasn't the company president, I think it would have been good for Nintendo, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, Yamauchi handed over the reins, you know, long before he died.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, like you were saying before, it's like no one was wondering, like, what's going to happen to Nintendo now? Because, you know, we already had the success of the Wii, and
yeah,
it's like, you know, things were in good hands. So it's like, oh, you know, this very old man finally went to his rest kind of thing, as opposed to this guy who has so much more to give.
Yeah.
It's gone.
He left on a cliffhanger, too. Like, we are on the precipice of a brand new era for Nintendo. Not just a new console, but switching over to the mobile landscape. All of this stuff finally online. It's so bad that he left at this time, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
Like, this is the lowest Nintendo's, like, ever been. But there was so much hope for what was coming up, you know? And who's going to guide us through that now? It ain't going to be Reggie. Although maybe he'll be made president of Nintendo of America now. Maybe not. I don't know. Gosh, I just... What? Like, there's so many things that just... I wonder if it's going to, like, the shift is going to have even more repercussions. You know what I mean?
Right.
For example, if I was Miyamoto, this might be a good time to retire. No, but I mean, if the people you worked with, so closely, if they bring in new blood from outside of the company, which is usually what they do in situations like this, do other people from the old guard want to stay around? I mean, speaking of classy, Polygon did a tweet announcing Iwata's death with a photo of Miyamoto in it. Showing that it's probably not one of their main writers who's running the feed, but
what has been happening to Polygon lately?
What do you mean lately? I've always liked their feature stories, but some of their editorials have always, even from the beginning, been just weird. I don't know. It was not news I was expecting when I woke up this morning.
Right.
I wake up, and because I'm a total nerd, the first thing I usually do is log on to my gaming sites, see what I missed whilst I was asleep. Wow. Because I checked it, 6 hours before I when I was about to go to sleep. Actually, I mean, you and I were having quite a heated discussion yesterday about patent issues regarding D-pads.
Yes, yes.
And it seems so stupid right now. It just seems so stupid. Because even while we were talking about that, we were talking about Nintendo, we were talking about patents, and we were talking about Iwata. I mean, because it's all connected, it's very hard to imagine the company without this guy.
Yeah.
Who was so instrumental in things like the Nintendo DS, the Wii, the best-selling console since ever? I don't know. I'm not sure where the numbers finally ended, but a cultural phenomenon.
Right.
And the Wii U, which, well, not a financial success, has heralded in by far some of my favorite games of the last decade,
Yep.
The thing is, I don't know. I mean, no knock against them, but if the CEOs of either of the other big two, Xbox division of Microsoft or, the computer entertainment division of Sony, suddenly were fired or God forbid passed away, I don't think anybody would be worrying about the future of the company or the direction of the company, because those companies are not so based on the personality of their members.
Right.
But Nintendo always has been.
I think we're going to skip our other usual segments, except for, I'll just reiterate that Earthbound's on my pile of shame, and I want to rectify that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to read all the Iwata Asks ones that I skipped.
Yeah.
Because that's on my pile of shame, not game related, but usually I only read the ones for the games I'm really, really hyped about, but to tell you the truth, I've always enjoyed them, and I don't know why I haven't read all of them, so I'm going to go through a backlog, because, and I'm going to archive them, just in case. I mean, well, maybe I don't have to, but I'm going to have to, I don't know, I'm not thinking totally straight right now.
Understandable. All right, well, maybe we should just let it go for now, and...
Sorry for the bummer podcast, everyone, but I mean, this is pretty bummer news. Let's end with a couple reflections, some good things.
Okay.
I've never once been embarrassed that children have supported Nintendo. I'm proud of it. That's because children judge products based on instinct. Everyone wants to appeal to people's instincts, but it's not easy. That doesn't mean we're making products just for children. We believe that there's interactive entertainment that people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s can enjoy. So we're doing various things.
Nice.
That's pretty good. Here's a good one for you. And my name is Iwata. I am about making games and about playing games. Last night, I played Super Smash Brothers. That's my game. I kicked some you-know-what and took his name. His name was Reggie. As Nintendo president, I'm also about asking questions. So, Reggie, I have a question for you. Who's your daddy?
Nice.
That was E3, what, 2004? I think. I remember that. All right. That's one to end on.
Yeah.
And as the father of the Wii and the Wii U, thank you, Daddy.
awkward.
Thank you, Mr. Iwata, for all you've done for our hobby. And it's not going to be the same without you.
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Iwata.
Famicom Dojo.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Our music, Famicom Thrash and RPG, is performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes and amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Lloyd Judson at lewistrations.co.uk. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Famicom Dojo, our free iTunes storefront, Stitcher Radio, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded. Visit our show notes, including links, video, and audio bonuses at famicomdojo.tv/podcast. Please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. And sponsor an episode or listen to any of the other great shows on the Little Podcast Network at littlepodcast.com.